Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? Hope you had a good week. Hope you enjoyed yourselves, because now we got hockey to talk about. Amazingly enough, hockey is happening. We'll talk about Team Maryland's first weekend in Abingdon. We'll talk about the Maryland Black Bears schedule being released and two defensemen they're bringing in, and some other various news and notes from around Maryland hockey. But we'll first get started off with Team Maryland, who shied away from Piney Orchard for the week. They decided to go up to Abingdon, Ice World in Balmer County, and had themselves a nice little treat. And even though they were visiting, they were good about sweeping up. It's a long way to go to say that they swept the Protect Junior Ducks. Two pretty thrilling games for Team Maryland. The first game, it was a barn burner. You want fire wagon hockey, that's the way to be. Protect, minute 26 in, Halen Cookston got the first goal of the Maryland Team Maryland season. The War Machine is what they're going with this year. I don't know the reasoning behind it. I'm sure I'll find out sooner or later. But there's that. Braden Patricia for Protect got a power play goal. And then 10 minutes after that, Spencer Quinn of Protect got an even strength goal. But TJ Izzard got an even strength goal with a minute remaining, exactly a minute, from Vincent Maurice and Cookston. Maurice also assisted on the first goal, as he is alternate captain this year, leading by example, as it were. Protect got two goals from 3:37 from Tyler Ebbing, and then 11:05 from Michael Villanova, when Mike Kosis on the power play from Curtis Berthright got Maryland within one, and then less than a minute later, Tyler Ebbing with the second goal of the period to put the Ducks ahead 5-3. But third period was all Team Maryland. Kosis with another power play goal from Evan Donnelly and Sawyer Tanleft. And a minute and a half later, Bobby Gere with Dennis Arkhipenko, the captain, and Maurice with his third assist of the night. Overtime solved nothing, even though Maryland was down to a 5-on-3. Big block by Berthright in the closing seconds to keep it tied. And we go to a shootout. There was just nobody going. Bobby Gere was the one who scored in the fourth round, and that's all she wrote for that one. Team Maryland goes up on that. Bobby McCloskey, 24 saves in the victory. Though he did give up 5 goals. A rough outing, but first game into gameplay, and obviously with new COVID rules around, only so much you can do. The players actually stayed on the bench while the exams were being out there on the ice. So it's a weird situation we're living in right now, but it wasn't weird for Team Maryland to get back on it. Monday morning, just another manic Monday, and they went ahead and won 3-2 against Protect, securing the sweep. Protect got on the board. Braden Sparks with a goal, 6:19 in. Then Vincent Maurice continuing his hot weekend with an even strength goal from Brian Texke. I will learn the names eventually, folks, and the pronunciations. This is my fault because I didn't call out our my boy who does a little bit of the pronunciation guide. I got to call him out, and we will discuss this whole thing out. Eric Strohs with a goal, 9:48 into the second period. Berthright and Arkhipenko on the assist on that one. Then Arkhipenko on the power play, 14:33, puts Team Maryland up 3-1. Maurice and Gresham with the assist on that. Nick Newman got one back from Protect with just about a minute 30 remaining in the second, but everything was closed down in the third, and Team Maryland sweeps. McCloskey with 20 saves in the victory, and that puts Team Maryland up 2-0 in the standings. A big first weekend for them. You got to figure that Vincent Maurice is going to get some kind of recognition. I mean, dude has a goal and 4 assists on the weekend. Dennis Arkhipenko played well. Dennis Curtis Berthright played very well. Mike Kosis went very well. I mean, this is a team that seems to be very very in depth. A little bit to get in sync. Some timing obviously will be needed. Practices can only do so much. But Team Maryland going hard in the paint so far here in their first games of the season. No rest for the wicked on this one, as Team Maryland will take on New York Apple Corps Thursday and Friday, both afternoon games, noon 30 in Abington for those, and then they will play next week at 12:15 at Piney Orchard there for that on Tuesday the 6th, which will be, I believe, the afternoon that we release this one, release next week's show, rather. But this weekend coming up, hell, the end of this week, Thursday, Friday at Ice World. Catch it on Hockey TV, because I think that's the only way you can catch it. Go subscribe up. I think Team Maryland might have a discount code. I know the Black Bears do, but get some Team Maryland love on that one as well. So Thursday, Friday, catch Ben Lloyd and all the action on Hockey TV for your Team Maryland war machine. I think that was a wrestler at some point. I want to say it was like a TNA wrestler or Impact wrestler. I don't know. I'll have to do some backtracking on that. For the Maryland Black Bears, however, they have got themselves some new acquisitions since we last spoke to you. In fact, one of the acquisitions happened last week, which I don't think I talked about. We'll talk about it now. And that's the acquisition of defenseman Cam Gaudette from the Northeast Generals. Gaudette was he was a guy who was a little bit up and down in terms of, I guess, defensive play. He jumps into the offense very, very well. Had 3 goals and 3 assists against the Black Bears in his career. That was 16 games, but doubled his total from 2018-19 in the 2019-20 season. 20-year-old as well, going to help fill that gap that was left by Hampus Rydquist and Logan Kahns, but also complement Aiden McDowell, Thomas Jarman, Brayden Sinclair very, very well. And adding to that, the disperial draft from the Jamestown Rebels, Seth Bergeron, now on the squad for the Black Bears. Now, this one was kind of underwrapped. Both the Junior Blues and Jamestown Rebels picks were made kind of under wraps. The Bergeron move was put out there by Clint Millamock, the general manager, head coach, and riverboat gambler of this team. He keeps the cards close to his chest, is what I'm saying, folks. I don't think that's riverboat gambling. I think they're more wild. Ron Rivera gets called that. In any case, he put that out there in the NA Now yearly preview for the Black Bears on the NHL website that Bergeron was picked up in the special draft there. The numbers for Bergeron don't really scream, you know, oh, offensive powerhouse. But he's a guy who is definitely solid in his own zone. He's a solid veteran. He's played 3 years in the NHL, all with the Rebels, in 2 different locations, Philadelphia to start with, and then moved up to the Jamestown with them as well. But he's a solid defender. He's a guy who can contribute offensively when called upon, and he can move the puck. And he, again, veteran presence. This is a league that's kind of an older league, and we noticed a lot of the division is skewed to the older side because guys are working till they're about to their 20-year-old year. To get to college and things like that. So, I mean, Thomas Jarman coming back will be a 3-year guy. Luke Mountain will be a 3-year guy if he comes back. It's a veteran league when you think about it. It's almost like the Canadian Junior League where, you get your first year in 16 and then your draft year at 17 and then you start proving yourself upward. I don't know what I'm rambling on about. The point is this, you can't go wrong with a 20-year-old defenseman in a league, in a division that's very highly offensive and playing within your division, guys who already know tendencies of other teams. So that's huge too. I think that's an understated point that these guys are both coming from the Eastern Division. They don't have to learn anything new. They know the teams. They know the outlook. They know what the travel is going to be like. The only new thing they're going to have to do is the regulations for the pandemic. So it's huge pickups there. Great work by Gambler Millamock there, and love to see it. There is also a schedule that has been put out. Can you believe it? This one broke on Thursday evening. I was getting Chick-fil-A and then knew I had to write about it when I got home. So 23 teams this year over 4 divisions in the NAHL. East Division is going to consist of Maryland, the Maine Nordiques, Johnstown, Tomahawks, Danbury Junior Hattricks, Northeast Generals, and New Jersey Titans. Of course, like I said, Jamestown taking off because of COVID. The Black Bears will take on Johnstown 14 times. They will take on New Jersey 14 times, Danbury 14 times, then 8 times against Maine and 8 times against Northeast. 58 games, not including the NAHL showcase, which has not been revealed just yet, and of course the lesser games between the Generals and Nordiques due to travel and how far away that is, not wanting to stay in one place for too long, obviously. Also, we've got a Wednesday games at the Den. Whether fans will be made available for this or not, I am not entirely sure, but they're late enough in the year it could possibly happen. March 17th, St. Paddy's. Oh, God. Oh, St. Paddy's Day. So St. Paddy's Day, there will be a matchup, and April 14th, there will be a matchup both against the New Jersey Titans, both at the Den, and the there's a home-and-home series April 2nd and 3rd between the Titans as well. So get ready to see a lot of rivals and have more rivalry made. I think it's good that we have this basis for the schedule. Can turn on a dime, obviously, given what's happening in the world today, but we will see how this all plans out. We're hoping for a full 58, a full 62 when you add the showcase games in. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see how this all goes down. And I know a lot of players probably chomping at the bit for this thing to get ready. I'm sure a lot of players also kind of getting a little stir crazy as well. I'm sure protocols have been put in place for the teams to make sure players aren't out and about as freely as they are. So here's hoping the boys don't get too crazy and stir crazy as the season goes along. But we'll move onward and upward from that. So here we are. We are only about a week away, 2 weeks away. I can't do math. So we got this Friday, and then October 9th, puck drops against the Johnstown Tomahawks at Piney Orchard. So we will see what everything is brought about then, and then move onward and upward from there. So obviously the situation with minor league teams and college hockey and all that stuff is putting a little damper on reporting many other places, but we will see what we can get out there. And for the love of everything holy, thank goodness Hagerstown Hockey and Montgomery Hockey have been keeping people updated, as well as the Silver Sticks tournament. So we'll do a little bit, I guess, a bulletin board, as it were, for everything going on in town in the Maryland area for all of this. First, the Hagerstown Bulldogs are putting together a nice little scholarship fundraising event. Two full season scholarships, including complete uniform for underprivileged and low income players. And it's at Charity Mania. If you go to HagerstownHockey.com, they will have all the stuff there that you can put money into. It's Football Mania. What they do is able to establish a fund. They need to find a way of replenishment, and then go on from there. $10 per ticket for these little raffle deals that they have there. Also downloadable music for you guys as well. So go to HagerstownHockey.com, and they will have the information there for their Football Mania, part of Charity Mania as well. A little shout out also to the Montgomery Youth Hockey Association 12U AA Blue Travel Team, as they won the 12U Future Goal in the Eastern Junior Elite Prospects Leagues, 4-0 this weekend in Showcase, taking first place in their division. So a big boost for them. Montgomery Hockey really becoming, back in my day, as I like to call it, kind of, I guess, a more dominant. They have so many teams, so many divisions that have going on, and from what I've seen, it's pretty crazy, because Montgomery kind of, they had always had two teams when I was growing up, but now it seems like it's much, much more than that. They've taken over almost what Tri-City used to have in terms of having a very dominant program from top to bottom, from their younger programs all the way up to their 18U situation. So big ups to Montgomery, getting things going on the right foot as well. Also, October Saves is coming up. It is octobersaves.org. Guys can go there and see all the things that are happening. They are participating again. And now if you want to participate for your goaltender, you can go ahead for October 1st. October 1st is when registration ends, and I'll get things going for that. If you don't know much about the situation, October Saves was started a few years back by the Ashburn Extreme team out there in Ashburn, Virginia, And obviously the money going towards cancer, breast cancer research, fighting against cancer. Bulldogs goalies in Hagerstown have been afforded to have been pushed to do that. Maryland Black Bears have done this last year with Andrew Takis and Cooper Black. $800,000 has been raised through 90,000 saves via the October Saves program. 2014 was when it started in Ashburn, Virginia, and now it's a big thing. It's a huge thing. So if you're a goalie, if you know a goalie, get them registered in the octobersaves.org. Due to the COVID-19, it's going to be a little different output in how they're going to do this. So octobersaves.org is the place to go to see all the information, to see all the goalies, and to register yourselves. And I think that's all I have for you guys. I think that is it. That's all she wrote for this episode of the Chesapeake Hockey Week. Thank you guys for taking part. Thank you guys for listening. Obviously, it's going to be weird. It's going to be a weird season. We're going to have a lot of weird things going on. But we got hockey back in Team Maryland again Thursday, Friday, October 1st and 2nd. Get your scary season started early. Watch some Team Maryland. Get that war machine going. 12:30 Eastern start times both days on Hockey TV. The dulcet tones of Ben Lloyd will take you through the game. And you guys will be able to enjoy it. Go to thehockeytv.com. Team Maryland also, I think, has a thing. I will try to get on them to see if they have a discount code. You save 20% off your Hockey TV discount. Yeah, I said it right the first time. I talk for a living, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I do. Actually, I work in surgery support, but that's neither here nor there. Go there and follow the show on Twitter, Chesapeake HW Pod. Follow the show on Facebook, Chesapeake HW Pod. And follow the website, ClutchingCrabHockey.com. That's it. We've done it. We've done another show, Episode 2 in Season 3. And we'll see in Episode 4, Team Maryland update. The Maryland Black Bears might have a roster unveiled by then. Who's to say? We'll go over that. We'll try to get some interviews. Whatever. We'll do this as well as we can. All right? You guys enjoy your week. I am Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been the Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction. Till next time, Dare Horn. Peace.